Ms. Murphy, would you like to speak to the Grants and Contributions Program, please?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. The purpose of this report is to present Council with the June 22 Grants and Contribution Program applications and variations for noting and endorsement. Councillors, there's been a change to the recommendation in the agenda. As you're aware, applications for up to $1,000 can be assessed and awarded by officers under delegation. This step has occurred, but the two applications for $1,000 this evening have been incorrectly included in your for your endorsement tonight. As such, I've distributed to you earlier today an updated recommendation in three parts, and the changes are: the first part is the same as your agenda, that Council endorse the following, the variations recommended by the Grants and Contributions Assessment Panel. The second part is the same as your agenda, but with the two $1,000 applications removed. And therefore, the third part is that Council note the following allocations made by the Grants and Contributions Assessment Panel: Buxton Process Association, Buxton Christmas, beg your pardon, Buxton Community Christmas Party 2022 for $1,000, Caleb Hall 2022, Australian Men's Sixes Lacrosse IT Team Individual Athlete Sponsorship for $1,000. So, councillors, the discussion tonight is around the following the first is the variation that's been requested, which is for the Outdoor Education Group for their business case development project. And this applicant has previously been impacted by COVID-19 restrictions and then more recently by several staff changes, and that's impacted their ability to progress the project. That grant variation is recommended. We have new applications, and the first is the Upper Goulburn Community Radio Incorporated, UGFM, Taste of Tamworth, and they've applied for support for a music event that's hosted by UGFM volunteers for the community. It's a fundraising initiative for UGFM, and it's recommended for a grant of $2,500. The second is the Alexandra Community Shed and the Eildon Woodies. And they've applied for funding to assist with WorkSafe initiative and goes towards some other initiatives that they've carried out over the last few years. The grant will go towards a purpose-built trailer, and in particular, the trailer will have a flat bed and also drop-down sides, so that will help them to achieve their OHS targets. And it's recommended for a grant for $2,500. The Buxton Progress Association applied for some funding to deliver their community Christmas party this year. It'll help to bring Santa to the town and with some activities for the kids. And a great, you know, the events are just terrific, particularly as the weather warms up, and a great way for community to get back together again through the COVID period and through the grants and assessment. The grants assessment panel, a grant has been made for $1,000. The Triangle Arts Group has applied for funding for their Melbourne Cup Day weekend art show and the Marysville Arts Fest. These shows, of course, encourage and support sustainable economic, social and cultural development in our communities, and it's a great opportunity for Murrindindi artists to present their work for sale. This is recommended to you for a grant for $4,500. Caleb Hall is participating in the 2022 Australian Men's Sixes lacrosse team and is looking for a sponsorship to assist him to compete in the World Games for the first time. And a grant has been made for $1,000. That will bring our total allocations for July, but also so far for this financial year, to $11,500. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Murphy. Does anyone have any questions? No. Would a councillor now like to propose a motion? Councillor Gallagher.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll move the recommendation.
Thank you. And a seconder? Councillor Lording, thank you. Councillor Gallagher, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you, Madam.
Thank you. And Councillor Lording, would you like to speak?
No, thank you.
And since you're the only other person here, Councillor Herringer, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Gallagher, would you like to close?
It's closing.
Thank you. I'm going to put it to the vote. All those in favour? Motion carried. Thank you. Can we ask the other councillors to come back in before we continue, please? Thank you, councillors. Now we have reports from the Corporate and Shared Services Directorate. And I will ask Mr. Chesworth to speak, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Excuse me. This report seeks Council's adoption of the delegations to the Chief Executive Officer and staff under prescribed legislation. So Council is able to delegate its powers under various pieces of legislation direct to Council's staff, such as the Planning Environment Act and the Food Act, but not the Local Government Act. So this specific S6 delegation deals specifically with these other pieces of legislation. The document tonight has really been updated from an administrative point of view to reflect a restructure in the infrastructure area of the organisation with some changed roles and changed positions. So it doesn't involve any new delegations or any new powers. It's simply to recognise the new structure that is in place. So it really is an administrative task tonight to the Council to just endorse the revised S6 instrument of delegation to Council staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chesworth. Does anyone have any questions? No. Would a councillor now like to propose a motion? Councillor Walsh?
As per the officer's recommendation.
Thank you. And the seconder? Councillor Gallagher. Councillor Walsh, would you like to speak to the motion?
Madam Mayor, it's only an administrative matter, and so there's no need to speak to it.
Thank you. And it was Councillor McCall, was it? I'm sorry. That brain fart. Councillor Gallagher.
It was me.
I was right. Thank you. And you don't need to speak either?
No, thank you.
Thank you. And no one else wants to speak? All right, we're going to put it to the vote. We have to have close first. Sorry. Thank you. All those in favour? Thank you. Motion carried. We'll move on to Councillor and CEO reports. Councillor Haslam, not tonight.
Not this one, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Gerringer, not tonight.
No, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Lording.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. I wish to table the planning activity report from our planning department. I'm not going to read it all, but it's been tabled to everybody tonight. It was a great document put together by Natalie Stewart, who has signed it. And it just goes through the planning items for public comment, which this covers. And it speaks to applications for noting in the August Council meeting, 2323 Woodsey Road, Flowerdale. That's a refusal for lack of information. 1565 Wangaratta Road, Molesworth. That's a possible refusal due to Vic Roads not being happy with it. They're the main ones. There's a subdivision in King Lake, 111 King Lake, Glenburn Road, two lot subdivision, is a refusal because of wastewater problems. It then goes on to list the planning permit activity in a table, and then some graphical representation of receiving of applications over the various years. I did request this simply because it shows just how good our planning department is performing, and I'd like to table this tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lording. Councillor Walsh is a no tonight.
No report, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor McCauley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I don't know whether to keep my glasses on or take them off. For my report tonight, I would like to highlight that Council has been successful in its grant application for over $2 million to deliver a further 15 priority projects as part of the third round of funding under the Australian Government's Local Roads and Community Infrastructure Program, otherwise known as LRCI program. These projects are important in helping support local communities, jobs and businesses across the Shire to bounce back from the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The funds will be put towards a range of infrastructure upgrades. $400,000 of the program will support key elements of the redevelopment of the Thomas Maher and Walter Moore reserves, or as it's becoming well known as Council's Eildon Splash and Skate Park. This will complement the recent funding announcement from the Victorian Government for this important project. Eildon's Main Street Shopping Centre precinct is also set to receive a makeover, with funding allocated to revitalise the vegetation and landscaping in this area and to install irrigation and allow the gardens to thrive during drier months. In Marysville, we're constructing stage two of the footpaths along Falls Road in Marysville from Gould Terrace to Hill Avenue. We're working towards having a continuous footpath from Park Road to Hill Avenue along the Falls Road, allowing greater access for residents and visitors so they can walk to town centre and easily enjoy the fabulous walking trails in the area. As part of these works, we'll also be replacing some trees along this section of Falls Road. The planting will generally follow up this new section of pathway to provide shade for people using the path in the future. As part of the Alexandra Rotary Park and Visitor Activity Precinct project, we will use funding to install improved lighting in the area, allow users to feel safe when enjoying the precinct after dark. We'll also upgrade the gravel car park on Downey Street in Alexandra to create a more formal car park area for residents and visitors to use when accessing this precinct. Reinforcing our commitment to taking action on climate change, we'll now install two electric vehicle charging stations in the township of Alexandra. With the recent morning frosts, I doubt anyone is thinking about a dip in our local pools, unless you want to go ice rinking. However, once summer rolls around, the Yay swimming pool will be able to show off its new swimming pool liner, which is being installed. Infrastructure and community facilities at the Yay Recreation Reserve will be receiving some upgrades, including the main entry from Snodgrass Street, the football pavilion building, and the club rooms. Also making improvements to the tennis club rooms on Spring Road in Terrapterra. The final elements of the Kinglake Streetscape project will be delivered with funding from the LRCR program. Once construction of the Kinglake Village is complete, we'll work with the developers to update the footpaths and curb interface and ensure the streetscape project works nicely with the village retail precinct. Based on Council's Kinglake Rangers, Flowerdale and Tulangi plan, the design framework, which was prepared in consultation with local communities and adopted by Council in 2015, it was determined that the suburbs of Pheasant Creek and Kinglake West need clearer identities to encourage visitation and localised development. One of the first steps we're taking to support these outcomes is to install township entry signs at three different entry points to signify the different suburbs. We are very grateful to the Australian Government for this additional funding opportunity. These projects will have a significant impact on our community and the quality of life we will enjoy in our Murrumbidgee Shire. Due to the illness this month, I was limited in community participation activities and was a bit disappointed to not be able to attend many of the NAIDOC week activities organised by the Yay Wetlands Discovery Centre. I was fortunate, however, to attend the week's final presentation by Matthew Burns, the CEO of the Tongaron Land and Waters Council. I would like to express my thanks to both the Yay Discovery Centre and Matthew Burns for this presentation. Get up, stand up, show up, treaty talk. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor McCauley. Councillor Gallagher.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It is my pleasure to share the goings on of REIT Day. This month, members of Alexandra District Senior Citizens Club assembled for their AGM. The meeting commenced with the national anthem and the club song, which declares all those present, all good pals and jolly good company. The meeting acknowledged the good work of Treasurer David Turner, who could not be present, and the leadership of outgoing President Gay Smith and Secretary Phil Smith, who are leaving the district. I was very honoured to be asked to chair the nominations proceedings, which saw Jan Pilaro installed as the president. The very close-knit family of young senior citizens then moved on to the serious business of Bridge and Uno. The annual Murrumbindi Beanie and Fibre Festival added colour and warmth to Alexandra this past weekend with a showcase of local talent bringing the Alexandra Town Hall to life. Local street lights and the Grand Street Rotunda too received the Beanie Fest treatment. Rotary Club of Alexandra and Cindy McLeish were on hand to support the committee, and Buxton Primary School served up some tasty treats. Congratulations to the committee for their creative cultural attraction again in 2022. To community engagement and wellbeing, of late, Murrumbindi Shire Council officers have generously supported Council's aim to take briefings to all parts of the Shire. On the 5th Wednesday of June, Councillor Carpenter, you shared a meeting, a briefing session at the Kinglake Rangers Neighbourhood House. Community members shared their variety of interests with Council in a relaxed setting close to their home. On the 31st of August, that's the 5th Wednesday again, Council looks forward to hearing from the Eildon community at Eildon Primary School from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The Rubicon Outdoor School Council met in July to discuss child safety policy and reporting obligations, along with Council's reconciliation action plan to February 2023. School Council also discussed its approach to advocacy and was united in seeking government commitment to for every government student in the state to be supported to attend a funded outdoor education experience during the term of their schooling, along with housing strategy development to support workforce attraction and retention. Councillor Carpenter, you and I attended Ukrainian Youth Association event in Buxton. It was a privilege to meet those displaced by the Ukrainian invasion and to see the dedicated members of our community giving such a uniquely Australian experience to children and their mothers whose fathers, husbands, brothers and uncles are at home defending their homeland. Nick Solochinski will brief Council in August on the value of the support from Council and from Council staff and local businesses in securing bedding and supplies for the visitors. And as Council McCauley outlined, early July saw the observance of NAIDOC Week at the Avon Mains Discovery Centre. Auntie Angela Ten Buren welcomed the community to country and again helped to develop a PACS program for the week. NAIDOC Week culminated locally with a thoroughly illuminated presentation on treaty from Matthew Burns, the Tungurung Land and Waters Council CEO and First Peoples Assembly representative for the metropolitan region. Matthew spoke of the importance of recognising sovereignty and of the heinous Half-Caste Act of 1886, which gave rise to thousands of criminal charges being brought upon infant children for being Indigenous and in need of protection. NAIDOC 2022 indeed calls up for all of us to make a genuine commitment to structural and cooperative reforms. I applaud the Yay Cell Yards Committee of Management for their leadership on the foot and mouth disease biosecurity risk. I acknowledge Meat and Livestock Australia and Murrumbindi Shire local livestock agents for sharing awareness and for clearly informing procedures on FMD detection and mitigation vigilance. Council has heard agricultural sector concerns regarding the risk to the local agricultural economy and has advocated to federal and state agricultural ministers and department officials for meaningful border interventions. I welcome the news this week of border sanitation mats for inbound passengers and for additional screening measures for mail. Finally, Madam Mayor, for the sake of community wellbeing, I urge our community to continue to acknowledge that COVID-19 pandemic is far from over. Please give due consideration to health advice, which includes getting vaccinated, maintaining good sensible hygiene and practicing social distancing. While it's not mandated, Victorian health authorities recommend the wearing of masks when indoors or if experienced cold or flu symptoms. So keep well, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gallagher. My turn. I feel that this winter is particularly cold with many frosty mornings in recent weeks. Nevertheless, the councillors and I continue to be busy attending to the myriad of briefings and meetings that we've all become quite accustomed to. NAIDOC Week, as mentioned, was held this month and many of us attended a welcome to country and a session on cultural heritage held at the Yay Wetlands Discovery Centre at the start of NAIDOC Week. We were able to see many artefacts that have been discovered, and we developed an understanding of the cultural heritage management. A treaty taught by Matt Burns, the CEO of the Tungurong Land and Water Council, gave us a great insight into the issues surrounding reconciliation between our peoples and was a thought-provoking and fascinating end to the NAIDOC Week celebrations. I had the opportunity to meet with Minister Stephen Demopoulos, MP, the new Minister for Tourism, Sport and Major Events, who announced the Regional Tourism Investment Fund grant of $3.5 million in funding for the redevelopment of the Thomas Mar and Walter Moore Reserves as part of Council's Eildon Splash and Skate Park project. I was invited to attend the Victorian Top Tourism Town Awards. Rural towns were selected for the awards in several categories. Some of our towns could be future winners, encouraging increased visitation to our shire. Our acting CEO and I met with federal member Helen Haynes and the mayors and CEOs from within the seat of Indi for a local government roundtable forum. This was a great opportunity for us to present our issues and concerns directly to Helen. Many of our neighbouring shires share the same issues, and it was a productive morning. It is pleasing to know that our federal member is keen to know what our issues are and what she can do to support the local government areas in her seat. I continue to have weekly chats on UGFM radio on Saturday mornings and hope that listeners find my segment useful. The council has gathered last week to assess our term so far. We looked at our successes and noted that we have all established ourselves in the role of councillor and have been able to make decisions that are the best for our community. We reviewed what we have done, looked at what worked and where we might improve. We discussed expectations we have of the mayor, ourselves, the CEO and the executives. I believe that frank and open discussion will be of great benefit to us as we fulfil our roles, and I thank the councillors for their commitment. Finally, I wish to thank Mr. Chesworth for his role as acting CEO whilst our CEO, Livia Manazzi, took some well-earned leave after her first year at the helm, and I welcome her back. Thank you. And now I need to go back to my other page for the assemblies of councillors. Sorry, I am so sorry we have got a CEO after mentioning our CEO. We have her report. And Mr. Chesworth, as Ms. Benassi, you're going to read to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thanks for your kind words. Victoria is seeing a significant increase in COVID cases and hospitalizations this winter due to the Omicron BA4 and BA5 subvariants, with new cases expected to peak in August. Today, the new cases in Victoria were more than 12,600. Whilst the state government is not mandating restrictions, it is strongly encouraging the community and employers to take every precaution to minimize the spread of COVID and influenza in order to protect our health workers and the more vulnerable in our community. To this end, we have made a decision to ask our staff to again work from home if their role supports this and if it is safe and efficient to do so. It is anticipated this arrangement will be in place until late August. Our offices are still open and all services are operating as normal. Council's customer service centres and public facilities will remain open, and our staff are required to wear masks when indoors and at work sites. We strongly encourage members of the public to wear masks when visiting our indoor facilities to minimise risk of virus spread during this current wave. All our staff have had at least the first COVID vaccinations, and we continue to encourage our staff and all members of the community to be up to date with the third or fourth vaccinations if eligible. In relation to the threat of foot and mouth disease, we are very concerned about the outbreak in Indonesia, including in the tourism destination of Bali. It is estimated that an outbreak in Australia could cost the country up to $80 billion over the next decade and have a catastrophic impact on the livelihoods of many in rural communities like Murrindindi Shire, whose economies are highly dependent on the cattle and livestock industry. During this month, we received a briefing from the chair of the Yay Saleyards Committee, who expressed the deep concern and apprehension felt by many local farmers with respect to the threat of this disease entering the country, and asking whether enough was being done by the state and federal governments to prevent a local outbreak. To this end, we sent a letter to the state and federal agriculture and tourism ministers advocating for the strongest possible biosecurity measures to be implemented. We also sought advice of the MAV and Rural Council of Victoria to jointly advocate on behalf of our farmers when meeting with the state and federal government representatives and agencies. Our Saleyards coordinator is receiving briefings from state agricultural representatives on preparedness actions and contingency plans that can be put in place should the threat posed by foot and mouth disease escalate. In late June, Council hosted an opportunity for members of the King Lake Rangers community to address Council on matters relevant to them. Although it was a very cold and wintry evening, we were very pleased with the strong turnout, and many local issues were able to be canvassed and discussed. We are planning to hold similar sessions in coming months across the Shire, with the next one scheduled for Ilden on the evening of Wednesday, 31 August, at the Primary School's multi-purpose building. Any individuals or representatives or community groups are welcome to attend, and we'll be promoting this event in the coming weeks. And finally, Madam Mayor, we are at the time of year when the more frequent rain can have an impact on our unsealed road network. This at times can cause significant drainage issues and some deterioration of the road surface, including the emergence of more serious potholes. Unfortunately, wet weather is not a good time to grade roads due to the risk of creating very slippery and dangerous conditions. But we are making arrangements to deploy additional resources to ensure we can provide the best maintenance response for the prevailing conditions as promptly as possible. I wish to take this opportunity to remind all our residents and visitors to always drive to the conditions and to take extra care in poor weather when driving, especially on unsealed roads. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Ms.
Bonazzi.
Any other comments? Now we'll move on to the Assemblies of Council, and this report presents the record of Assemblies of Councillors from the 22nd of June to the 20th of July 2022 for Council to note. So I'm going to ask for thank you, Councillor Walsh proposes a motion.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I move that the Council receive and note the records of Assembly of Councillors for the 20th of June to the 22nd of July 2022.
Thank you, Councillor Walsh, and seconded by Councillor Gerringer. Thank you. All those in favour? Motion carried. And that is the end of tonight's meeting. Thank you, everybody who's been watching us this evening. We do like to know that there's a few people out there seeing us and taking the interest in council business. So thank you, and I think we will call the meeting to a close at 7:09. Thank you.